Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and
Good afternoon, Benigno and Roberts, the afternoon show here on The Fan. Joe is on vacation, and I'll give you one guess on what you think that vacation entails. It involves playing golf and getting a lot of sun, but he'll be back next week. We are broadcasting live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. This was, for all of us, a very, very difficult weekend to watch in this country. And, you know, when Joe and I come on the air, we try to be a distraction. And that's usually our game plan of things. And we will be today, as I'll get into in a couple of minutes. But it is tough to not recognize everything that's going on around us right now. First of all, and I think everybody in this country agrees, justice needs to occur for George Floyd. And I think all of us agree that nobody should be judged, nobody should be ridiculed, and most of all, nobody should be killed based on their race. And that's painful to watch because sometimes I love to just read about history and get lost in history. And every time I read something in our country's history, I say we are so much better today than we were then. And then there are reminders that we still have a lot of work to do. And over the last few weeks and throughout really the last few years, we have a reminder of that. This weekend, I tried to enjoy myself. I think we all did. But I couldn't get past the pain that so many Americans are feeling. And so we are at a difficult point in this country. I don't think there's any question. And I've tried over the years to not watch cable news, to kind of stay away from it. And I flipped it on briefly over the last couple of days. And you see these things on TV. You see these things in the streets. You see these things around the country that make you sad and make you angry and make you lose all hope. But I also saw a lot of images this weekend of protesters. And let me tell you something, protesting is patriotic. It's how our country was founded. I've seen images of protesters and police officers standing side by side. I've seen it. I think we've all seen it. And hopefully it's not me being naive, but I still think that's most of us as a country. Most of us as a country wants racism to go away. Most of us as a country believe that our officers are 99% good and they're there putting their life on the line to protect us. We believe these things. And so those images, those positive images I saw over the weekend, I really believe that's what we are as a country. I really believe that's most of us. But there's no denying the last couple of days, the last couple of weeks have been very, very, very rough. And sometimes I wonder, what can I do? What can we all do? I look into my son's eyes and the thing I say to myself is I just have to raise him the right way. And I've got to raise him to know that nobody should ever be judged based on their color of their skin, their religion, their hair color, nothing. But it's heartbreaking, and I think most of us feel that way. But then, and I hope I'm not naive. I hope it's true. I really believe most of us are good, and most of us want our country to get better and stronger than ever. And I believe we're going to get there. Now, what we do here is we distract. We talk sports. And that's what we're going to try to do today. Over the last couple of days and weeks, I've been working on something. I've been working on a project. And that project was to go back over the last 25 years. And there's a reason why I picked 25 years, but I'll explain. To go over the last 25 years and find the greatest Met victories, the worst Met losses, the greatest Yankee victories, and the worst Yankee losses over the last 25 years. Because there, I mean, let me tell you something. There are so many of them. Good, bad, makes you want to cry, makes you want to smile. The reason I thought 25 years, though, is because if you look back at like 1995, 1994, it was this moment of change for New York baseball. Because the Mets were pretty terrible after their run of the late 80s, which we've discussed, into their turnaround, which really happened in 1997. Same thing kind of for the Yankees. The Yankees didn't win anything between 1981 and 1995, and their turnaround really began right around 1993, 1994. The other reason is, I think most of us listening, if you are at least, I'd say, 34, 35 or older, you remember all of these games. So you're not going back and trying to figure out how you would have felt if you were a Yankee fan in 1978. How you would have felt if you were a Met fan in 1986 if you don't remember it. And so I tried, and I didn't do it by myself. I talked to Yankee fans. I talked to Met fans. I tried to figure out what are the best and the worst of the last 25 years. And I've witnessed all of it. I mean, as a baseball fan, as a Met fan, but as a baseball fan, I remember all of these games. And I was trying to figure out how to put them in place, how to kind of narrow it down. And it was not easy to do. I'll be the first one to tell you. To narrow down Met losses to 16, it's difficult. To narrow down 16 Yankee victories to just 16 of them over the last 25 years, it was difficult. But I figured it out. And I'm sure there'll be some who say, how the hell did you leave this game out? How is this game not here? How's that game not there? But I did find a way to narrow it down to 16 of the greatest Met victories of the last 25 years, 16 of the worst Met losses in the last 25 years, 16 of the greatest Yankee victories of the last 25 years, and the worst of the last 25 years. And throughout the week, with a little bit of a panel, if you will, of Met fans and Yankee fans, we will try to figure out who is number one. And we'll do it in bracket form. Some may say it's a Beningo bracket of pain, a spinoff, if you will. But it's only 16, so it won't take a month. I can promise you that. So later on in the show, I will be joined by a diehard New York Met fan, a guy that you hear on this radio station. Sal Licata will join me. Tommy Lugau, who's doing a great job behind the glass as a Met fan, he will join this panel as well. Later in the week, John Jastrzemski, you may have heard of him, big-time Yankee fan, he will join me on the Yankee panel. And we will debate, we will fight, we will cry, we will smile, we will distract, because sports is the toy store, as Beningo would say, or the candy store, depending on if you have a sweet tooth. And so thinking back to some of the worst moments in sports actually may make you smile. I mean, why wouldn't it? It's sports. It makes you think about how, yeah, that caused me a lot of pain in 1999, but gee, I kind of miss it because it's only sports. And sometimes it's a reminder that sports drives us nuts. Sports causes rants. Sports causes us to call up sports talk radio and lose our mind. But at the end of the day, we take a deep breath and we remind ourselves, it's only sports. I had that reminder after one of the brutal Met losses, which we'll do tomorrow, when it was about day three of me being very upset about one of the more recent Met losses. And my wife just looked at me and said, you got to get over it. It's a freaking baseball game. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? You're right. It's a very, very good point. So sometimes sports, good and bad, is like the greatest distraction ever Because you know at the end of the day, as much as it boils your blood, it just is what it is. So for today, it's going to be greatest Met victories. Tomorrow, it'll be the worst Met losses. I figure we had to start with a positive. We had to start with just smiling about good stuff. And then the Yankees will occur on Wednesday and Thursday. If you want to see the Field of 16, it is up right now at Evan Roberts, WFAN. If you want to complain about what's there and what isn't there, that's completely fine. I'm not the ultimate decider in this. Sal will help out. Lugie will help out. And hopefully you will feel good about what we come up with as the greatest Met victory over the last 25 years. And here's the other thing. When we talk about these games, good and bad, another reason why we have to appreciate those losses as much as we appreciate the wins is that as we sit here in this moment of June 1st, 2020, I am now at that movement of I was confident we were going to have a baseball season. I was optimistic. As soon as like Saturday when I was on the air, I was still saying I'm confident. We're here on Monday, and while I'm still above 50% when it comes to confidence, it's moving, and it's moving in the wrong direction. I would love to still sit here and say what I felt on Saturday and what I felt last week, which is, hey, come on, the owners and the players, they couldn't be that dumb. But every day that goes by, every offer that comes out, every leak that comes out, it's going to hit your confidence. You know, Joe said something over the last few weeks. He would throw it out there every once in a while, and I would agree with him and say, hey, it's a good question. Joe would say, are there some owners that rather not play? Are there some owners that would almost benefit from there not being a baseball season? And what happens last night? Buster only leaks out, or reports, he didn't leak it out, but reports out, some owners may not want to play. And that's a worry. And when you start to hear that, not as Joe and I speculating, or I could see an owner not wanting to play, but it becomes, yeah, there are some baseball owners that rather not have a season. That is deeply concerning because that also shows you that they don't get it. That they don't understand that saving a few dollars in 2020 will crush them in 2021 and will destroy them in 2022. Because while you may get a guy like me and Sal, who's going to join me later, who will go back and watch baseball no matter what, in this moment in time, they can't afford to shut down a season over money. They can't afford to shut down a season when people look around and they see things that they want to be distracted from. The real world. And baseball for so many years has always been a part of that. When you look at Detroit in 1968, how important were the Detroit Tigers as part of the healing? They were there. We always talk about 9/11 in this city. Major League Baseball has to realize, every last owner has to realize, has to understand that I don't give a damn how many millions of dollars they think they're saving in the short term. They cannot blow it up over money. Now, I'm not just picking on the owners because I saw what the player response was. I saw what their counteroffer was. Their counteroffer has no shot of being accepted. No shot. And they know that, and I know that. They're asking for more games. They're asking for zero pay cuts. They're asking for an opt-out. They're asking for things they know the owners, I don't want to say can't accept, but definitely won't accept. But what concerns me, like if a report came out tomorrow that said there are plenty of players that rather not play, there are a lot of players that say to themselves, you know what? I don't want to do it. I'm not making as much money as I would have. It's only 82 games. I'd rather just rest up for 2021. I'd have the same concern, and I would tell them the same thing. The damage to the sport, it's going to be almost impossible to fix. 1994 was bad. And for a lot of us, or for some of us, really, that was our childhood. It's kind of right before we begin this last 25 years thing we're doing this week, 1994. And it overcame it, but it wasn't easy. This is worse. This is 1994 on steroids, if you will. And they've got to know that. And when we sit here today on Monday, June 1st, when they hope to have spring training in 2 weeks and they hope to have opening day in a month, and the sports world glares over at them and says, hey, you're going to make this thing work? And we see two sides that are as far apart as they are in this moment. It's damn right it's concerning that they're not going to be able to figure this out. So I'd say on Friday I was 95% confident. I'd say today I'm down to the low 70s. That's where I'm at. And by tomorrow, I'll probably be in the mid 60s. And by the end of the week, I'm going to be sinking. I think we all are. Because time is no longer going to be on their side. And you need to see some progress. And right now, there's none of it. But everything that happens in baseball, everything in this negotiation that is occurring over this next week, we're going to feel for a very, very long time. And I hope Rob Manfred and every owner and every player understands that baseball needs to be there. Because if it's not, and basketball is, and hockey is, where are you going to be 2 years from now? We've always talked, even though it's not the national pastime anymore, and it hasn't been for a while, we've talked about how it's been there through any kind of crisis going on in this country. And I just gave you two examples, whether it's 1968 in Detroit or it's 2001 here in New York. It has to be there for this one or it's going to be lost. Fighting over millions, fighting over billions, fighting and pointing fingers, no matter who is actually right, is going to backfire on everybody. And as the days go by, it's only going to get worse. So as we sit here today, we have two sides that are a million miles apart. But these two sides better understand and they better read the room. Because the room is telling them, if you don't make this work, if you don't have a season this year and it's blown up because of money, you are going to feel damage for maybe a generation. And I'm not trying to say this as hyperbole. I don't try to. And I think baseball eventually did recover from the strike in 1994. But this is not 1994. In many ways, this is not 1994. There's a lot more going on. There's a lot more things that will cause them bouncing back from this to be almost impossible. I don't think they're juicing players again and having a home run chase. And they also have the eyes of the sports world looking at them, saying, hey, you going to work this thing out? Or are you going to let money blow it up? We will get an update on all this. John Morosi is going to join me coming up at 4 Eastern time. Coming up at 3, we'll bring Sal in, Tommy Lugauer on the other side of the glass, and we will begin to take a look and pick our winners in the greatest Mets victory over the last 25 years. You can see the list so you can complain about it or love it, whatever you want, at Evan Roberts, WFAN. We'll come back. We'll get to some of your calls, 877-337-6666. Joe on vacation, Evan Roberts here until 6 o'clock.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.